This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Where Home Lives. Hi, I'm Jana. I'm joining you from New Zealand, but I grew up in what was then Czechoslovakia. And lately I find myself thinking a lot about home. Not because I want to move back and start all over again there, or because I'm unhappy here. That's not it. I love the life we built here in New Zealand. My husband is Kiwi, and our daughters have grown up here, and this is home now. But after last Christmas, which we spent back in the Czech Republic, something shifted. And also think getting older has something to do with it. And I realized that I started to miss things I have never expected to miss before. So this is why I decided to look a bit deeper into this and create this podcast, because I'm sure I'm not the only one feeling this way. So this is a three-part series, and I'm exploring what happens when life takes us across borders and how those journeys shapes who we become. In this first episode, I'm going to look at home and belonging and why a place you left many years ago still remains such a strong part of you. In the second episode, I'll explore what happens when two people from different countries decide to build one life together. Is it the ultimate romantic story, or is it actually a lot of hard work? And in the final episode, I will look at what this kind of lives give us, life abroad, what it costs us, and whether knowing what we know now, we would make the same decisions again. This podcast is in English and in Czech, because both languages have become part of my story, but also because I wanted to speak to people back home in Czech, as well as those listening elsewhere in the world. So, back to last Christmas. The feeling of longing and loss I have experienced on our return home was so intense that it surprised me. Because suddenly, I realize I'm missing things I have never expected to miss. The smell of the forest, the grey winter afternoons. And yes, I know that's a little strange, but winter here, it's not the same. The deep winter feeling back home is different. It's deeper. It's more serious. Conversations where nobody has to explain the joke. The debates that happen before Christmas and around the Christmas table every single year, and somehow continue year after year without ever really reaching any conclusion. The sort of things you don't even realize are part of you until they're no longer part of your everyday life. And that's when I realized something else as well. Maybe I'm not really missing home in a sense of country where I come from. Maybe I'm missing the feeling of belonging, the feeling of understanding my surroundings. And that's really what is this podcast about. No geography, belonging. Maybe you've moved to another country. Maybe you fall in love with someone from another culture and life took you overseas. Maybe you've built a life you're genuinely grateful for. But every now and then, you catch yourself wondering about another version of your life. The one you didn't choose. The one when you stayed home or went away. If any of this sounds familiar, then I think you're in the right place. Please stay and join me for a bit. So before we go any further, I want to start with a Czech saying. Všude dobře, doma nejlépe. Everywhere is good, but home is best. And as a child, that made perfect sense. Home was one place, one language, one set of traditions, and one me. But life has a way of complicating things. You know, when I look back now, I think the signs of me leaving were always there. I grew up in a loving family in southern Bohemia. I had a happy childhood and always felt safe. And I think that feeling of safety gave me something incredibly valuable. It gave me permission to be curious. And I was curious. I wanted to know about people. Different countries fascinated me. Different languages fascinated me. I wanted to know how other people lived. I laughed when I grew up. But for a big part of my life, we were not allowed to travel west. And I so wanted to see the world. I just had this feeling that there was much bigger world somewhere out there waiting for me to explore it. And then history stepped in. When the borders opened after the fall of communism, I didn't need much convincing. I was ready. Suddenly the world felt possible. So when I was 19, I packed a suitcase and went to England to work as an au pair. The plan was 6 months. You can probably guess how that turned out. Life had other ideas. And I now have lived away from home for over 30 years. In the first 6 months in England, I met some great people, and I also fell in love. The man eventually became my first husband. He was Italian, and without really planning it, I found myself living inside another culture, instead of simply visiting it. For a while, we lived in Spain, and then we relocated to London. And somewhere along the way, I stopped feeling like someone on an adventure and started building a life. When you are 19, you don't spend much time thinking about identity and what you miss and what you want to keep and what is okay to let slip away. Honestly, you're just trying to work out life. You don't notice that another country is slowly changing you. And not just the country you live in, the culture of your husband too. That your sense of humor changes, that your habits change, that you start speaking differently. You don't even notice that there are phrases and saying you stop using because nobody around you understand them, even when they're translated. You're just busy living, learning two languages at the same time, and exploring the world. My first marriage eventually ended. We are still good friends because he's a genuinely great man. But looking back now, I can see I lost more than just a relationship. I lost a future I thought I was walking towards. I lost some traditions. And not just my Czech traditions, but the Italian ones too, the ones I started calling my own. And I lost a version of myself, the woman who might have ended up living in Italy. At the time, though, I didn't think about any of that. I was too busy starting again, this time as a single young woman in London. Another chapter, another me. A few years later, still living in London, I met Marcus, my current husband. He's a New Zealander, a Kiwi, as they called. After meeting Marcus, life took me from London to Australia and eventually to New Zealand, where we live today. People often ask me, what is like living in another country or moving to the other side of the world? But do you know what almost nobody asks? What it actually does to you in terms of identity. Because every move gives you something. New friends, new experience, a bigger view of the world. But I think now that every move also asks for something from you in return. Not all at once, just little pieces, now and then. Tradition here, a friendship there, a way of doing things. And because these losses are so small, we hardly notice them. Until one day, we do. Not in a particularly sad way. Nostalgic, definitely. And I think this is what I just noticed this last Christmas. And since then, I've been thinking about this a lot. And with this, some questions came up. What do we actually really gain when we cross borders? And what do we lose? Have you ever loved two places at once? Have you ever chosen life and still grieved the one you didn't choose? Who do you become when you leave? What traditions do you keep? Which language feels most like home after a while? And what happens when you no longer fit perfectly into either place? I need you to know that this podcast is not about regret. I don't regret leaving. I don't regret meeting the people I now call family and friends. I don't regret the risks or the countries I lived in. Definitely not. But I do sometimes miss versions of myself that existed in those places and the times. The young woman who left the Czech Republic full of curiosity and arrived in Folkestone. The falling in love in a romance, saying I love you in another language for the first time. Being single and wild young woman in London. They are all still part of me, but a small part now, quite buried away. And perhaps what surprised me most was this. I didn't quite realize how Czech I was until now, when I'm getting older. and how much I will be missing the tiny things that made me feel like home, the Czech things. And one of them, surprisingly enough, is mushroom picking, foraging, or hobaření, as we call it in Czech. Now, if you are Czech, you are probably smiling already. If you're not, this next bit might sound a little strange. But I honestly don't think anyone quite understands mushroom picking unless they grew up in the Czech Republic. And yes, people from other countries often think this hobby is slightly mad. Imagine getting up ridiculously early on Saturday or Sunday morning, driving to a forest, wandering around for hours staring at the ground, and then coming home absolutely delighted because you found mushrooms. To us, that's a perfect day. To everyone else, probably sounds slightly questionable. But for us, it's much more than that. It's part hobby, part family tradition, part national obsession. And for me, it's probably one of the strongest feelings of home I know. Whenever I go back to the Czech Republic, I always try to make it for the mushroom season. Well, either mushroom season or Christmas, and we will get to Christmas later. And if it's the right time of the year, you'll find me in the forest, usually with my daughters. Because now I'm teaching them exactly the same way my dad taught me and my sister. Dad knew everything about mushrooms. We were honestly convinced that he has some kind of superpower. He could spot mushrooms where everyone else saw nothing. He knew which ones were poisonous, which ones were edible but not really worth carrying home, and which ones were the real prize finds, the ones that made the whole morning worthwhile. As children, we thought he had an X-ray vision. Now I realize he was probably just paying attention in a way most people don't anymore. And I always loved it. And actually, I was quite good at it too, even if I say so myself. And the funny thing is, I think I still use those same skills today. Whether I'm looking for something in a crowded room or trying to solve a problem or making sense of people, I'm still scanning for patterns, still looking for something that's hidden in a plain sight. I honestly think mushroom picking taught me that. Looking back now, I also realize it was one of those few things Dad and I really shared. And it wasn't just about finding mushrooms. It was everything around it, the early mornings, the smell of the forest. And if you ever walk through a forest early in the morning, you'll know it smells completely different from the afternoon. The quiet, the anticipation, the feeling that the next mushroom might be just behind the next tree. It was almost like a meditation for me, at least, just being present and peaceful. And then there were the unwritten rules involving mushrooms. For example, if you find a really good mushroom spot, you told absolutely nobody. Nobody. You guided the information like it was a state secret. You might tell your children, maybe, if they've proven themselves trustworthy. But certainly not the neighbors, and definitely not strangers. Sometimes people would happily tell you where they've been picking. Looking back, I'm fairly sure those were the fake locations. The real ones stayed in the family. And that there was the mushroom hunting equipment. Every child had their own little basket. And every serious mushroom picker owned a rybička. If you check, you know exactly what I mean. If you not, it's a small fish-shaped pocket knife. Almost every Czech family has one somewhere. My certainly did a few of these. So now to the ritual. Spot the mushroom, run to it, or at least I always did. Kneel down, cut it carefully, brush the dirt away, place it gently in the basket. And look carefully around, because where there is one, there is often more. And if you happen to find one of those varieties that grows in patches, well, you ain't going anywhere for quite a while. You search every inch of the forest floor, because there would almost certainly be more hiding around. And if you found them, a lot of them, honestly, it was like winning the lottery. And at the end of the day came the reward. Although, if I'm honest, the forest was already the reward for me, at least. The mushrooms were almost a bonus. But still, there is nothing quite like smaženice, fresh mushroom cooked with onions and eggs. Or breaded mushrooms, golden and crispy. Or mushroom sauce with dumplings, sort of a stroganoff, but much better. Food that tastes exactly like childhood. Food that, for me, still now tastes like home. And that is what surprised me after I left the Czech Republic. I realized that what I felt completely ordinary to me was actually completely extraordinary to almost everyone else. Growing up, I assumed everybody spent out autumn weekends in forests looking for mushrooms. I genuinely thought that was normal. And the thing is, we all grow up thinking our childhood is normal, until we discover it was actually beautifully, wonderfully specific. And maybe that's what home really is, and what we miss. Not the big things, but hundreds of small, ordinary things that only become extraordinary once you leave them behind. Which brings me to Christmas. One of the strongest anchors to my childhood that I still carry with me. Now, if you only ever had Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere, you might not quite understand why this matters. But if you grew up where December means freezing mornings, dark afternoons, and the smell of wood, smoke in the air, Christmas somehow feels equal to winter. When I first moved to the Southern Hemisphere, I tried to recreate the winter feel. It didn't work. In fact, it was a complete flop. And everyone kept telling me, you'll get used to it. No. Even after 16 years down under, Christmas in summer is just not Christmas for me. That doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it. I do. It's just not the same. I just had to let some of my own traditions and feelings go. And this is one part of the price you pay living overseas. We have built our own traditions here as a family and celebrate double Christmas every year, mixture of Czech and Kiwi. My daughters don't know anything different, neither my husband. They love Christmas in Czech, but Christmas here is for them equally special. And we do have a wonderful Christmases. But even after all these years, something in me still expects Christmas to smell like pine trees and cold air. Instead, it's sunscreen, barbecue, and 25 degrees. Neither is wrong. They're just really different. And isn't that true of so many things when you move countries? You don't stop appreciating the new, but you just never stop recognizing the old. And with age, something else changed. Because years ago, I could happily swap Czech Christmas cookies for panettone. I could have swapped a Czech tradition for a new tradition, no problem. But now? Now I suddenly understand that there are some very important questions in life. For example, who makes the best vanilla rohlíčky? How many types of Christmas cookies are the absolute minimum before you can still call it Christmas? And where do you buy the carp? And not just any carp, the right carp. And then, of course, come the annual expert debates. Which kind of Christmas cookie is the best? Which open-faced sandwiches are the best? And why? Which ingredients are absolutely essential? And people and families discuss these things with a seriousness usually reserved for solving world peace. And that's what I miss. Of course, some traditions can be recreated. If I put enough effort into it, I can probably find carp somewhere. Yes, that's right. Carp is traditional Christmas dinner back home. I know exactly how to make the potato salad my mum used to make. I can bake at least some of the Christmas cookies, the easier version ones. Maybe not all 10 varieties, but enough to make the house smell like Christmas. Those things can travel. Recipes travel. Food travels. Some tradition, to some extent, can travel too. But there are traditions I can't recreate on my own. The things and rituals which needs people who understands. Because we belong because of people. And this part is harder to explain. I miss people immediately understanding why Christmas Eve is the big day. Why we eat dinner on the 24th, early. Why children spend the evening convinced that baby Jesus, not Santa Claus, is bringing the presents. but almost every family insists their potato salad recipe is the correct one. But everyone suddenly becomes an expert on where to buy the best carp. Those conversations sound completely ordinary, because they are. But ordinary only exists when everyone shares the same reference points. And I realize that moving countries doesn't just change where you live. It changes what you have to explain. Some things become stories. Some become translations. And some you quietly stop talking about altogether. Not because they are unimportant, but because explaining them takes so much effort that eventually you simply smile and move on. And I think every person who lives abroad knows that feeling. It's not being misunderstood. It's just slightly untranslated. And that's what probably surprised me most about getting older. When I was younger, I thought I missed places, or maybe even food. Now I realize I mostly miss being effortlessly understood. Not because people here aren't kind, they are. I've built a wonderful life. I have wonderful friends, wonderful husband and a family. But there are some conversations that only make complete sense with the people who shared your beginning. The people who don't need the backstory, the translation with the lengthy explanations. Who laugh before you even finish the sentence. Who already know why something matters. There is a word I discovered recently, borrowing from the Welsh language. Hiraeth. There isn't a perfect English translation to it, or for it, or Czech for the matter. But it is described as a longing for home. But not necessarily a home you can return to, because it doesn't exist any longer. The explanation of Hiraeth, it's a longing for a place, a time, or a life that no longer exists as you remember it. And when I found that word, I thought, yes, I know that feeling. And I figured, if there is a perfect word for this, it means that others feel it too. And there is one more thing. I miss the time in my life. I left Czech when I was 19. I left as a daughter, not yet as a wife, not yet as a mother. Not as someone carrying the weight of making all the important decisions. Home was the place where someone else worried about tomorrow, where Christmases were organized by parents and we just enjoyed it. Where life felt really lovely and uncomplicated, even though it wasn't. And maybe that's why those memories feel so warm, because they belong to a season of life that none of us can ever return to. I have been home many times since I left and always feel a little heartbroken when I leave again. But this time, the longing feeling after our visit was different. It was so intense that it surprised me. Because I know it's not coming from regret or from a desire to go back forever. I always knew I could probably belong in more than one place. I think I knew this about 20 years ago. Would surprise me how much I would miss the place where I started. So, before we finish, I'd like to leave you with one question. What is the one small thing that makes you feel at home? Maybe a tradition? Which one? Food, maybe? Sunday family lunches? Or maybe conversation and jokes where nobody needs to explain it? I'd genuinely love to know what you need to be able to call place home. Perhaps you've moved countries. Perhaps you fall in love across cultures. Or maybe you simply find yourself missing parts of a life you once had. If any of this story feels familiar, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Facebook under Jana Zikešová or on Instagram at Threads of the Wise. Tell me what homes means to you. Tell me your story. Or tell me about one thing from your childhood, your country or your family that still feels like home today. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and I will read every message. And who knows, some of your thoughts might even find their way into a future episode. Next time, we talk about love. Love across cultures. Because when you marry someone from another country, you don't just marry a person. You marry their traditions, their way of life, their family, and their history. And sometimes an entirely different idea of what life's supposed to look like. Until then, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for listening.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. We could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.